From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. International Atomic Energy Agency has certified that Iran met the provisions of the nuclear deal crafted by world powers, a move that cleared the way for Tehran to get relief from international sanctions. Here's U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Vienna.
The United States and the EU will immediately lift nuclear-related sanctions, expanding the horizon of opportunity for the Iranian people. And I have even tonight, before coming over here, signed a number of documents over those sanctions that the State Department has jurisdiction over in order to effect that lifting.
Iran now has access to assets that have been frozen in foreign banks, the assets estimated to be valued upwards of $50 billion. Tehran is also free to expand trade in other countries. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani had campaigned on a pledge to reform his country's economy. Freedom from crippling sanctions has been a key component of his pledge. Iran and the United States each released prisoners Saturday in a complex swap agreed just before the diplomats in Vienna were set to declare implementation of that nuclear pact. Five Americans are being freed. U.S. is releasing seven Iranians who were either already in prison or were facing criminal charges for violating economic sanctions. Burkina Faso's government and officials there say the siege at an upscale hotel that killed at least 23 in the capital Ouagadougou has ended. Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb claim responsibility for the raid. Meantime, an Australian doctor and his wife were kidnapped in the Barabul area of Burkina Faso near the border with Mali. This is VOA News.